Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, might call it a vaccination. At least that's what he's looking for.
We're going to have to get agreement on basic principles that underline a banking system. So what happens in America can no longer infect, because something has gone wrong there, what's happening in Britain.
He's calling it a pandemic. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says something has to be done to stop an American financial crisis from affecting the rest of the world. European markets are taking a massive hit this morning. A wave of panic selling began on Wall Street last night in the last hour, ran through Asian markets, historic falls in Tokyo. Now the FTSE 100 has plunged by over 7% in early trading. Joining us now is Tom Hogard, the market analyst for the firm Citi Index in London. Tom, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So can you just briefly let us know what's going on at this moment over there?
Yeah, I can. I got a contribution as well. Why don't we call it the redistribution of wealth?
Okay.
I think that's the best term that we can use to describe what's going on. Right now, we've got selling going on in the big issues like Barclays Bank is down 18, 19%.
Oh, heavens.
We got Royal Bank of Scotland being down 15, 16%. Bottom line is that there's not so much selling. It's just simply there's absolutely no one buying. Everyone's sitting on their hands, just waiting for the U.S. markets to open a little bit later on. We often play second fiddle to the U.S., and we're sort of hit the vacuum time right now. It's 11 o'clock here in the morning, and in a couple of hours' time, the U.S. traders will be coming, and we can either see a second wave of selling that will bring this market to its knees, or we could get some kind of relief.
Well, according to
realistically, I would probably say we're going to get the former.
The former, right. Well, the Dow Industrial Average futures are down about 263 this morning at this point. Anyway, you know, the interesting point about redistribution of wealth, the term that you described a moment ago, usually that means distribution of wealth from one place to another. In this particular case, it's trillions of dollars going from Earth to, like,
the
vanishing into thin air, a black hole, right? I mean, that's really unprecedented. Give me an idea of what a specialist, a market maker, is going to be doing today. There are seven firms on Wall Street that all they do is make markets, make sure that all sales of stock find buyers. Say you're a market maker or a specialist dealing in stock today. I mean, as you're getting up this morning, what are you thinking?
Okay, I'm driving to work and I'm thinking I want to get out of today without any significant losses. I am not going to be prepared to stand up and start making excessive bids if I'm going to get swamped with sell orders. So I am going to play it very safely. I'm going to play it very tightly. And I think that is exactly the problem that we had on Wall Street last night. You know, up until a couple of hours, you had the distribution through the weighted volume average sell programs, but in the end, there just wasn't any kind of bids, and the mutual funds, and I believe those are the ones who are responsible for the sell. I don't blame them, but I believe that's what's driving the liquidity lower. They simply just had to hit any offer out there. And when you see this kind of action, and I would like your listeners to be aware of this, that this is nothing new. This has happened before. This is a classic panic phase that we are in. And when we're in a panic phase, we know that we are within a handful of percent of a low in the market. But it's Friday. It's a classic setup for a, you know, will you be offended if I use the word crash? Because although it hasn't taken place in one day, this is a lot worse than it was in 1987. It's just been taking place over the last couple of weeks.
Right. Well, I don't think I'm going to blame you for using the word crash. You're hardly the first. So when you mention the mutual funds, what's going on there is people are calling their mutual fund brokers in the morning and saying, I want to cash out. And those brokers are hoping for a decent price before the end of the day. And then in the last hour, they basically have to sell to raise cash to write those redemption checks. Is that what you're saying is driving this last hour fall off?
Spot on. They got until a couple of hours before the end of trading to decide how much they're going to buy or sell for the day, how much they're going to redeem, and then they're simply just looking around for the bids in the office, and they're hitting them fast and furious, and that's what's driving the Dow down 700 points in the space of an hour and a half, probably also combined with the Jewish holiday, with a lot of market makers are of Jewish origin, and it probably meant that there wasn't a lot of volume down there.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Hang out there. I hope it's not too ugly. Tom Hogard is a market analyst for Citi Index. He reached us from London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.